Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm just so grateful that you're with me today, and I pray that the Lord is blessing your life, that you're living out the fullness of the life that Jesus Christ has for you. And if you happen to not know Him today, today's your day. Would you receive Jesus Christ before the end of this teaching is through? We want to go to the Lord in prayer as we start our study today and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it is a joy that we do get to come before You every day to study Your Word, to learn of You, to know what You have to say to us, or to guide our lives, to be our Lord, the one that directs our life. And so we yield ourselves to You and Your Word today, and we pray that Your blessing would be upon us as we study together. And we thank You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Found in Him Righteous. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. As Paul recounted to the Philippian church the heritage and accomplishments that he obtained in his flesh, he told them he counted them as loss and dung compared to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. In chapter 3 and verse 9 of his book to the Philippians, Paul tells the church members the benefit of being found righteous through Jesus Christ rather than in his own self-righteousness, where we read, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." The verse begins, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law." Rather than depending upon his heritage, training, and position in the flesh, Paul wrote that he was found in him, which means to find by inquiry, thought, examination, scrutiny, observation, to find out by practice and experience. No longer did Paul depend upon himself for salvation, not having my own righteousness or self-righteousness, which he believed at one time came of the law or by observance of the law. But there was something far greater than himself, which he could depend upon. The verse goes on to say, "But that which is through the faith of Christ." Paul once again employs the word "but" and shows the superiority of that which is through the faith of Christ to attempting self-righteousness by the law. Rather than it being his own accomplishments that secure a place for Paul in the relationship with God, he relies upon, trusts in, and clings to the faith of Christ. Finally, the verse says, "The righteousness which is of God by faith." The result of trusting in Christ rather than himself for righteousness is that Paul received the righteousness which is of God. The righteousness that comes from God is the necessary one. And all substitutes, no matter how self-righteous Paul may have been with or used, were insufficient for a relationship with God. This God righteousness is obtained only by faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross at Calvary. This verse should have every reader thinking about where he or she obtains their righteousness. Is our righteousness of ourselves or of Christ? Do we employ self-righteousness as our access to the Heavenly Father, or do we depend upon the righteousness that is of Christ, which comes through faith in Him? As we ponder these things, let us keep in mind that as Paul wrote to the Philippians, there were those among them who were promoting self-righteous acts as the key to access to God. Paul corrected that idea. And should we find ourselves believing that somehow our righteousness will be enough to have a relationship with God, let us hear the words of Paul declaring the importance of being found in him, not having my own righteousness. Next time, Paul desires the power and suffering of Christ, so read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.